Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Old Testament Survey course. My name is Brad, and I will be your host for this course. Now, I've been teaching this Old Testament survey for over a decade now in colleges and churches, and I hope that by this time I'll be able to present the material in a way that makes it easy to understand and helps you to connect its significance to your everyday life. Now, first, let me tell you who this course is designed for. Who should take this course? This course is aimed to be useful for a broad spectrum of students. It's an introductory survey to the Old Testament. Therefore, it's aimed for people with little or no previous knowledge of the Old Testament. However, this course can also be beneficial as a review to those with significant previous exposure. This course is primarily designed to help Christians grow in their faith, but it will also be informative for any person who would like to be better informed about the Christian perspective on the Old Testament. This course will give an overview understanding of what Christians believe about the first part of the Christian Bible. Now, this material was originally taught at the college level, but it's accessible to almost any level because it is a beginner-level course. And this course has been designed in two forms. One with activities to be used by an individual, and one with activities to be used by a group together. Therefore, it's appropriate for individual Christians wishing to grow in their biblical knowledge. But it's also helpful to be used in churches, colleges, schools, small groups, or really any other group or individual who wishes to understand the Old Testament better. Next, let me tell you what we're attempting to accomplish with this course, and therefore what you can expect. This course is an overview of the Old Testament, highlighting its organization, overall themes, historical context, and major events, as well as key ideas, events, people, and message of every Old Testament book. In other words, this course gives an overview, summary understanding of the meaning and message of the Old Testament, of the Bible, and each of its individual books. Now, there are a few objectives of this course. These are the things that will be accomplished in your life if you and I are both successful to complete this course well. When you successfully complete this course, you, the student, should be able to, first, articulate the big picture history of the Old Testament people of God and the overall message of the Old Testament. That is, you'll understand the big idea of the Old Testament. Second, you'll be able to demonstrate an understanding of the purpose of the Old Testament scriptures and their relevance to your own life and ministry. That is, you'll understand the reason why the Old Testament was written and what we can get out of it in reading. Third, you'll be able to place the major Old Testament people, events, and books in a general chronology. That is, you'll understand how all the events in the story fit together in time. Fourth, you'll be able to explain the main message, organization, themes, and/or characters of every Old Testament book. That is, you'll understand each book as a whole. And then fifth, you'll be able to articulate how the Old Testament prepares for the climactic revelation of Jesus Christ. That is, you'll see how the Old Testament is a Christian book, how it is about Christ. And then you, the student, should put what you learn in this course into practice by first using the Old Testament as a means to grow in worship, devotion, and Christian character. That is, you'll grow to be a better Christian, a better person. Second, you put it into practice by using the foundation from this survey as the basis for continued fruitful Bible study. That is, you'll be able to go further in studying the Old Testament, building on what you learn in this course. This is just a survey. You're not going to get it all. But hopefully it'll give you a starting point to continue on. And then third, you'll put it into practice by demonstrating a growing esteem of Jesus and His holy word. That is, if we do it right, you'll love Jesus more and love the Bible more as a result of this course. If you don't love the Lord more at the end of this course, if you don't worship Him more and desire to read the Bible more, both you and I have failed to accomplish what this course is designed to do. So that's what we're aiming for. Now, let's talk about the nature of the course itself. Now, of course, there are a lot of Old Testament surveys and Bible teaching out there. Some of them are excellent. Some of them are not. But how is this one different? What is this course like? Well, first, I'm trying to walk a fine line between two extremes in this course. And let me describe these extremes with a caricature that's not completely fair, but I'm going to say it this way to make a point about what we're trying to avoid. On the one hand, I want to avoid a dry, irrelevant scholarship that is aimed, it seems, just to impress other scholars. It talks around the Old Testament with all sorts of details about dates and history and scholarly theories, some of them complete conjecture. But it doesn't really engage with the message of the Old Testament itself or meet with the God of the Old Testament. Now, I want this survey to be academically responsible and intellectually challenging, but the point is not just to fill our heads with information to impress people. It's not just to argue about irrelevant details and theories. That's why the main textbook for this class is the Old Testament itself, because I want you to learn the Old Testament and not just what people say about the Old Testament. Some people treat the Old Testament as a dead thing to be autopsied and dissected, but it's really a living thing to be known and experienced. But on the other hand, I want to avoid the opposite extreme of touchy-feely ignorance, where we all sit around in a circle and just share our ignorance, where we describe, oh, this is what I think it means. This is how it makes me feel, even if our ideas have no connection to what the author of the Old Testament wrote and what God was revealing in the Old Testament. In other words, I want you to hear the meaning and message of the Old Testament in an intellectually responsible way that takes seriously what the Old Testament actually says on its own terms. I want you to see how it connects with and makes a difference to the way that we live, that we connect the inspired meaning of the ancient text to our modern lives. But I want us to get beyond ourselves, to grow beyond our own little world of what we already know and the way we all already think. And I want you to be drawn into the world of the Old Testament and to hear what the God who created the universe has to say through it. And sometimes that is challenging to us. Therefore, this course starts with the student in a listening posture, primarily receiving and not talking, reading the Old Testament, listening to its message. But it doesn't end there. Once the student gets exposure to this meaning, the course must move to discussion and personal interaction in order for the student to really grasp and take ownership and apply what they're learning. So this material is going to be presented in a way that you hear the message proclaimed and not just described. I'm going to try to take it seriously that the Old Testament is a message from God and should be proclaimed as from His authority with a life-changing message for you. Now, this also means that this course is going to aim for you to both get a big picture understanding of the whole Old Testament, but also to begin to grasp the details as well. So I want you to see not just a bunch of unrelated stories, but the panoramic scope of the Old Testament story as a whole. I want you to grasp all the Old Testament books individually, but also have a mental framework to see how they all fit together. Now, each section is going to give you an outline survey and then delve more into the details, but then back out again to give a summary of all the details and how they fit together. So each section will end with some summary slides to aid your learning and your memory retention. Because there is a lot of information in this course, but I've tried to organize it in a way that helps you to turn the information into knowledge. That is, to learn it and retain it. And not only that, that you would turn the knowledge into understanding by thinking through the significance and application of what you're learning, to love it and agree with it, and to wholeheartedly embrace God's message to you. And then finally, that your understanding would turn to wisdom by putting into practice what you're learning. So this course is going to attempt to address your head, your heart, and your hands. It's primarily going to be information for you to learn by the nature of the course. But this information will invite you to embrace all that you learn, to believe and love the God who is revealed in the Old Testament. And you'll be challenged to work out and work through how you can put these things into practice in various ways in your own life. And I pray that you'll take full advantage of all the course activities in order to realize these objectives. Now, speaking of activities, the second introduction video for this course will walk you through the activities and resources, etc., so that you're clear how to proceed through the course material and activities. So, you'll see that information there. One final item of information in this section. In order to be totally upright and compliant with copyright, I'm letting you know that unless specifically noted otherwise, all the Bible verses quoted in the entire course will be from the New International Version or from my own translation. Now, I'd like to take a moment to pray for you, whoever you are, wherever you are, that you get the most out of this course. Father, I thank you for the student who's looking into this course, and I ask you would meet with them and bless them where they are. Lord, I pray that you would reveal yourself to them through this course. Lord, and I also thank you for your word, that you have revealed yourself in the Old and New Testaments, and you've made it permanent and available to us to know you more. So I pray that you'd use this course to help the students to understand, to know, to embrace, and to apply all that you revealed in the Old Testament. That you would empower, you would enable them to know and to realize what you're speaking to them through the Old Testament, to know you more, to know your plan for them better. Lord, I pray you would help all of us to make a success of the objectives and the ideals that this class is aiming for, that you would work by your Holy Spirit to make them a reality in the life of the students who go through this course for your glory, that you would shine, that you would make yourself known as the God that you are, and we would know you and love you, acknowledge you, and worship you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Like I mentioned, in the next video, next section, we'll walk through the assignments and the resources so that you'll have an understanding how this course proceeds. And I will see you there. Thanks for watching.